I want to know where you stand on certain items. So we're going to call this segment, Where Do You Stand? And this is today's guest is Mike Ducey.
So the question is, where do you stand? Where do you stand? Is it pro or con? Where do you stand? Here's Dan.
I didn't even know we were getting all these today. This is great.
All kinds of opens today.
Beatboxing.
A couple things that are close to my heart, and I'm just trying to get somebody else on my side. Where do you stand on back-end parking guy?
Explain to me exactly what you mean there.
Well, you're going to the outdoor mall or the restaurant to go eat or something, and or maybe even at work, although you work in a place where it's the slanted-in parking, so you couldn't be back-end guy. So no. It's the I want to get out of here quicker. I've got a little time right now. I'm going to back in. I'm very pro back-end parking. And especially with these new vehicles, thank you, Grapevine Ford, for sure, but most new vehicles nowadays will have the camera equipped on there. And I feel like I can be more centered if I'm backing in than if I'm just straight-in parking. I'll often get out and be like, oh, I can't believe I parked so terribly, and I'll get back in and try and do it again. And so I like to back up. But then I will have people complaining to me like, oh, that takes forever, and now I'm sitting behind the guy backing in. And there seems to be some kind of an age delineation as well. Like, it seems the younger you are, the more you think back-end parking guy is just some old guy.
I am fine with back-end parking. I back into my parking spot at work every day, actually.
You do? Okay.
We have a garage underneath, you know.
The one I'm parking in is just the guest parking garage. Okay.
But here's the... Yeah, thank you. Here's the pressure. Clarice's car is right next to mine. And let's just say...
Well, you have an assigned spot.
Let's just say her car is worth a little bit more than mine is.
Okay.
And she's almost always there before I am. So when I'm backing in...
I heard that.
I'm thinking, oh, man, I cannot...
And does she back in as well?
No.
Because that's a problem. If you're backing in next to somebody who front-end parks, now you're opening your door, a driver's side door, where they open their driver's side door. So if you each are kind of trying to park, you know, sometimes you'll park the passenger side a little closer to the white line so that you have a little more room to get out so you don't bump that other vehicle. But if both of your cars are opening to the same side,
no,
that can be a problem.
She front-end parks... I back end.
So it's kind of a 69 parking thing.
I back end park because I have a car on one side of me and a pillar on the other side. So I just don't want to have to deal with...
You don't want to deal with the pillar.
Backing out later.
Does the pillar separate you guys?
No.
Has she ever hit your car with her car door? Or vice versa?
No, we get in on opposite sides. So I'm backing in. I get out on the left, if you will, and she gets out.
Okay, so you're not concerned with the parking next to the door thing.
No. But, yeah, the back end, I can see where it's annoying to some people if you have to wait for others to back in certain situations. But
you're pro backing in.
I am.
Where do you stand on this, Julie? Are you against it? Or should we do Where Do You Stand Tomorrow with Julie hosting?
Yeah, we could do it again tomorrow. But I don't really care about back in or not back in. Guy.
See, it got in my head because Blake, the engineer, would just bash me for it.
Well, it seems like something that people have very strong opinions on one way or another, and I just don't really, I don't really care. I mean, I guess if I was in a big hurry and I had to wait on back-end guy at that point in my life, I would be upset with it, but I'm cool.
Dan, can you back in one move, or does it take you multiple turns?
Generally, I can do one move.
That's impressive. If you can do it in one move... I think that's fine.
And again, I was not back in guy pre-camera.
Just say the camera makes a big
The
big
camera
difference.
Makes me way more centered, and I think I'm helping society by being back in guy.
See, Blake's a back in guy now because of the whole Bieber sticker thing. Because he wanted to hide that as much as he could, so now he backs into all the parking
spots.
Do we
have to reset that for Ducey now?
He lost
Bieber?
Fantasy football, so he had to have a giant Justin Bieber on the back of his car for an entire year.
Nice. Yeah.
So he wants to back in so nobody will see that. Where do you stand? This is a lot of this stuff has to do with me, Deuce, and I'm just seeing if you're on my side.
Sure.
Your shower routine. What's your shower routine? So I'm of the belief that you don't need soap and shampoo. Shampoo is already soap. So I think you could lather that up on your head and just kind of use it all around your whole body. These people find me disgusting because I don't use a washcloth either, or a loofah. I will simply use what God has given me to wash my body, my hands. And, you know, use that shampoo. Again, I am not believing big soap, who says I got to buy a different soap for this and a different one for that.
The big soap lobby.
And facial wash and shampoo and body wash. I got one thing. It's called shampoo, and I believe it works everywhere. And look how gosh darn clean I am.
I'll take the last one first. I am with you in that I do not use a washcloth or a loofah. I just, you know, lather up.
Do you wash your legs?
Hands.
Because I generally don't even just lather up my legs either. I'm figuring, well, they've been under jeans all day. Yeah.
Stops a little higher than that. And in terms, what was the other one? Soap on the head. I do use shampoo. And I, in fact, you know, I mean, look at this head of hair. I use conditioner. It has to have some moisture in it. So.
Okay, well, then that goes against another theory, and we stole this from Adam Carolla, I believe, many years ago, just the thought that all of the conditioners and different things we put in our hair are causing more baldness. Because his thought is, you never see a bald homeless guy. They've always got a giant head of hair, and it usually hasn't been washed for quite some time, and that's helping it stay healthy and keep growing. Because it's the natural oils and whatnot.
I do think it is possible to, and maybe Julie could chime in here as well, as a woman with longer hair, it's possible to overwash your hair and dry it out. Depends on what kind of hair you have. As you get older, a man my age with gray hair, it tends to get a little more brittle anyway. So I find that I don't really need to use quite as much shampoo as I used to, and maybe a little more conditioner, a little more product is
you have a different bar of soap as well, or do you just think shampoo is your soap?
I use that the bottled stuff, you know.
Okay, so you have three different things in your shower.
Yeah.
Shampoo, conditioner, bottle pump of soap.
Correct. Yes, but no loofah.
You just use your hands.
Do I ever? I mean, yes I do. Yes I do.
I teed that up for you, but I was just wanting to clarify that neither of you guys use any sort of apparatus for washing.
I feel that it would be inappropriate to ask you, Julie, so I'll have Dan do that.
I use a loofah. Okay. It's okay. It's not inappropriate. I'm a loofah girl.
I'd say loofah is higher volume with ladies.
Uh-huh.
And if guys are going to do anything, it'd be more of a washcloth. But I could be wrong there.
Well, that's probably true.
It'd be the only time I've ever been wrong.
I don't think that my husband uses the loofah.
No.
Jake does use the loofah. We know that. But Jake's different.
I have a loofah.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Mine?
It's nice. The loofahs are
just
nice.
Just hands. Hands for me. No loofah.
And finally, where do you stand these days? We kind of touched on this in the mix a little bit, but on beards. Facial hair. You have not joined the growing number of people who have got a beard, as I have. I've fallen right in with society.
Here's where I stand. I wish I could grow a good one. I just don't have a full enough beard that it would look scraggly and just little strands coming out in random places. Like if I could grow a beard like yours, or certainly you're wearing a beard right now, Killer, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You're not able to, are you, Mino?
No, I'm the same as Deucey. I wish I could. I wish I could grow a mustache. I don't think I'd look good with one. I just want to have the ability to do so.
See, I consciously did it thinking it would help balance my face better because I lost hair on my head. I wonder if I had Deucey's luscious hair, if I would have never gone for the facial beard. But
how long have you had the beard now?
I don't know, probably a couple years.
Do you like it? I mean, you like...
Yeah, now it's fine.
Not having to hassle with shaving and all that stuff?
Yeah, just the neck every few days or so. Maybe the trimmer once a week, just to keep it in line, but... I do it because I think when I lost hair on my head, then I'm thinking I'm out of balance here. I need something. And
whether it's balanced or not, it works for you. It's a good look.
It's kind of like girls would look at Jennifer Aniston and go, oh, I want that haircut. I've probably seen enough dudes on TV and whatnot going, okay, that probably looks better than me. Mm-hmm. I should try that.
But man, beards
are so... And then I did,
so...
and I think I got a compliment or two, at least you don't look as bad as you used to type compliment. And I thought, okay, I'm going to run with this. So... But you're not anti-beard. You're just unable to grow beard.
I envy guys who can grow good-looking beards, and that's a very prevalent look in our society right now. I like that closely cropped beard. You know, the guy who looks like he's shaving it about three times a day, but leaving a little bit there.
Would they allow you to do that on the show?
Nobody at our... They don't care about 10:30. They'd let me do anything, of course. Yeah.
They let them have us on.
It's free for all. You can do whatever.
Free exactly. For all. That means free. Okay. There we go. We've met Ducey, and we've decided where he stands on a variety of topics. Up next, let's hear from Mark Cuban about that Mavs protest.